This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app, also Sunday mornings. Nick, what time's your show start Sunday? Because I watched it on delay on YouTube. It starts at 8 or 9 Sunday?
We were on at 8 a.m. Sundday morning.
8 a.m. Sunday morning on The Fan. It's now on YouTube as well. I went back and watched it and listened to you for the hour that you're on ahead of week one. What do you got for week two? Hoping a little bit better. You took some tough beats, right? Following along with the Ravens was a tough one.
You can great to be on with you guys. You can deal with like regular losses, right? Like regular losses, like the Seahawks and the Falcons were like regular losses. Those losses happen when you bet the National Football League at the ends of games. I had the two in 100, one of the two in 177 and two with the over going down in the opener, Eagles Cowboys, and then the one in 277 and one with one of the crazy stats of how the Ravens did not win on Sunday Night Football against Buffalo. So like, I'm cool with normal losses like that. That's fine. It's when we get into these like historically unlikely and two of them happen in 4 days where I draw the line a little bit. But look, week two is a new week and looking forward to winning some bets here.
Yeah, but you really don't draw the line because you're going to keep betting. So drawing the line would be stopping, right?
That's a fair point. It was a stupid figure of speech that I used. Right.
There is
no line.
He did get the head-to-head win over you.
That's season
you,
bet.
You guys have... But
that's season bet.
Jets win total. Yes, season bet. Week one, correct. Jets 0-1 so far.
I like how you're playing like coy. Oh, the season bet. Yes, as the only bet that we placed where I won and you lost last week.
The season bet.
Yes, the season bet. Okay. Yes, that's right.
So let's push it forward
Chris,
here, buddy.
Chris Boswell, that big leg, knocks it through from 60. Man, love it.
Hey, listen, Giants, why don't you pass from the goal line a little bit more, buddy?
The Jets are way. The Jets are way better than the Giants.
Also,
you're going to have to buy me a steak at the end of the year. It's going to be great.
and I will, because I enjoy your conversation, and I'm sure I'll enjoy your company when we get together. Either way, I pay, you pay, it's all good. All right, so do this for me, Nick, and us. Give us something that you saw and or learned from week one that you didn't necessarily expect from a betting perspective that you are now getting ready to apply to week number two.
Okay, so nothing what we saw from last night, right? That doesn't count with the Packers.
No, you can
Packers beating
that.
The Commanders.
No, you can.
Okay,
you
actually, no. I'll give you something here. I'll give you two things actually, and they kind of coalesce around the same game on Sunday with the Super Bowl rematch with Philadelphia and Kansas City. I think we touched on this a little bit when I was on with you guys last Friday. You know, I said all summer, and I'm far from the only person to have made this point that you know the Eagles, and I think even with Green Bay looking as good as Green Bay has, I still think the Eagles at this moment in time are the most likely team to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60. So I still think Philly's awesome. But it was pretty obvious entering the year that the secondary for the Eagles was going to be a problem. And Giants fans who watched the game last week, you know this, right? Because every couple minutes you would see Adoree Jackson getting burnt like toast out there. He was terrible in this game. And different Cowboys wide receivers taking turns torching Adoree Jackson. So Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio comes out on Tuesday and goes, yeah, the plan is for Adoree to start again, which means that no one else they have is better than Adoree Jackson to start at corner. Like none of that is good. And I think Dallas could have rolled up a huge number. This is a little bit of sour grapes for me, losing the over. Mm-hmm. If Mother Nature didn't stick her stupid face in and we had that huge weather delay. So I think the Eagles' pass defense is going to be an issue here and something that the Chiefs could potentially exploit on Sunday. And on the flip side, you know, the Chiefs lost on Friday night to the Chargers in Brazil, and Travis Kelce drew a lot of the headlines, you know, because he injured one of his own players, because his head's so far up his rear end he can smell the pancakes he had for breakfast, because he's too concerned about his pop star fiance and the GQ covers where he looks like Razor Ramon. Like, enough, buddy. Like, go out there and play a better game. Mm-hmm. And very quietly, under the radar, the Chiefs' defense was atrocious against the Chargers. Not to take anything away, guys, from the game Justin Herbert played. He was magnificent. But think about what Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen did against this Chiefs pass defense, and then consider what A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith could do on Sunday against Spags in this defense. The total's 46.5 for 47. I like the over. I think we learned that those two pass defenses, not as good as we might have thought coming into the year.
What do you think about the Lions, Nick? We'll get to the Jets and Giants. Lions coming off a bad loss to the Packers at home against the Bears, coming off a bad loss to the Vikings. That's kind of a loaded NFC North. That's going to be a show me game in week two. How do you see that one?
Well, it's funny, right? Because I think we learned last night that the Giants might be even worse than we thought with how the Packers handled the Commanders after how the Commanders handled the Giants. And maybe the Lions aren't as bad as they looked on Sunday, given that Green Bay did the same exact thing to the Commanders a couple nights later. I think this spread here, Sal, with the Lions and the Bears on Sunday is absolutely fascinating, right? With the Bears yakking it away in the fourth quarter, fourth quarter touchdowns by J.J. McCarthy to lose that game on Monday night. Detroit is close to being a 6.5-point favorite in this game. The total is 46.5, maybe going up to 47. Now, there are some pieces of injury news with Chicago's defense that we need to watch out for. Like, we don't know if their stud slot corner Kyler Gordon's going to play, if Grady Jarrett's going to play in that middle of defensive line up against a pretty, I think, vulnerable interior of the Lions offensive line. So still some stuff to be figured out from an injury perspective. The tack that I'll take here, and I said it leading up to the start of the season, and then the Micah Parsons trade happened and it kind of blew everything up, where my thought was you could make the case in August or early September for any of the four teams in the NFC North to win the division or come in last. Then the Packers trade for Parsons, and it's like, okay, like Green Bay's not going to come in last now that they have Micah Parsons. I don't think the gap between the Lions and the Bears is as big as the betting market says it is right now. So if we get some positive injury news for Chicago's defense, and I'll confirm this on Sunday when I'm on The Fan and my other show nationally, I think I'm going to be on the Bears here and hope that Caleb Williams can hit the broadside of a barn on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Just don't go awful, too big. Yeah. Don't go big on that one, man. All right, so I want to touch this game because I think they're on the precipice of implosion, and that's Miami. I wish their opponent was a little bit better or a little more trustworthy in terms of the Patriots. Miami's 1.5-point favorites at home against the Patriots team that, you know, has a lot to prove, obviously. You touching this? Anything jump out?
So, very interestingly, BT, and you know, I think Miami set the, or at least tied an NFL record. I don't know that I've ever heard of a players-only meeting immediately at the conclusion of week one, where the players are like, the coaches are so bad that we've got to figure this out, because the Dolphins did that earlier this week. One of their linebackers, Jordan Brooks, confirmed that to the media yesterday, so not great for Miami. But you wake up this morning, BT, and you may be surprised to hear this. The Dolphins got bet overnight. So Miami was 1.5. Now this number's 2.5 at BetMGM.
Okay, didn't update. So, okay, gotcha. Yep.
So we haven't gone up to 3. We won't go to 3. But yep. Miami seems to have been the preferred betting side, which is a classic to me, like NFL betting. Like, now it's time to zag, right? Mm-hmm. This is the, like, buy low, sell high. This is the lowest point that you could possibly buy the Miami Dolphins. My issue with that, and I don't know that I want to bet the Patriots, is the Patriots might not be good. They haven't quit.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins might have quit.
I'm with you, man.
Also, the Dolphins are missing the entire right side of their offensive line. Their best cornerback, Darkwing's nephew, Storm Duck, is out for a couple weeks. That's not good up against the Patriots. Now, for New England, Christian Gonzalez, their best corner, he's out for this game, so maybe you make the case for Tyreek Hill to have some big plays down the field. If you made me bet this game, I would bet the Patriots, because the Patriots, again, might be bad, but they haven't quit, and I think the Dolphins have.
All right, we're talking with Nick Costos. Of course, he is a host of You Better, You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Let's get to the Jets and Giants here. I'll start with the Jets, because for me, that's a game where on paper, I'm like, man, the Bills are just unbelievable. You watch that game. We all watch that game Sunday night, the way they came back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
How can anybody beat them? How can anybody stop them? And I feel like they're far better than the Jets. 6.5 doesn't seem like an enormous spread, but on the road, the way the Jets run the football, I don't know. I have a little bit of trepidation there. How do you read the Bills and Jets?
I can tell you guys that the Jets have been amongst the people that I deal with, and it does not mean that they win all their bets. Like, no, nobody does. But the Jets are definitely the quote-unquote sharp side this week. Like, everybody likes the Jets. And this opened 7, and, like, that number feels like a mistake. So we're off 7. We're down at 6.5. But I think even at plus 6.5, the Jets are the bet. And there's an easy on-field application to this. And Sal, you just brought it up. And, like, BT, you know this, and Jets fans know this, right? The Jets' offensive line, even without AVT on Sunday, was magnificent. Like, Armon Membu looks like an absolute, no doubt, like, superstar. He ragdolled T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he
like
did.
The offensive line was magnificent. And BT, I'll say this also. I don't think the Jets are going to be good this year from a one-loss perspective. Tanner Engstrand looks like an absolute stud as the offensive coordinator. Like, I think they nailed a lot this offseason. And bettors think the Jets can have success here because they're going to be able to run on an undersized Buffalo front. And Buffalo defensive tackle Ed Oliver, who might have been the key defensive player on Sunday night against the Ravens, was just ruled out not only for this game, but for a couple weeks. So if you like the Jets, it's an easy argument to construct. They're going to be able to run on an undersized Buffalo front that the Ravens sliced and diced in the run game, including with Lamar Jackson last week. And to that point, I do like Justin Fields over 44.5 rushing yards. Lamar went for 6 for 70 on Sunday night. My issue with the Jets at this number is the defense was horrendous last week, obviously, giving up all those points to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. You know, I think we're going to see Aaron Glenn, because this is what he does, play a ton of man coverage. I think Josh Allen's going to run for maybe like a 70 to 100 yards in this game. And if Buffalo takes a lead, what do the Jets do to come back with Justin? And I know he was good last week throwing the football, and maybe I eat my words here.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yep.
This game is a pass for me from a side and total perspective.
Really?
But I did want to offer, though, again, all the sharp people I deal with like the Jets and think the Jets can keep this game close. I'm worried if they fall behind, they can't come back. I'll be on the Fields rushing yards over and the Josh Allen rushing yards over on Sunday.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's giving me a little pause here. You know, the Jets always have one good game against Buffalo, even when the Jets are historically awful. They show up and generally show out at least once a year against this team. Oliver, that came in about an hour ago, at least for us, And I'm like, that's interesting. You know, the thing, though, and I've said this, like, if the Jets fall behind and they're going to have a game or two like this because it's football, you know, 20-3, 27-10, 13-zip, 17-zip, when that happens, not if, when, they're going to probably have to kind of abandon their philosophy. And I don't know if that second receiver is good enough, whatever, so...
And Reynolds might not even play on Sunday, yeah. Also, who's the number two receiver.
You know, I know he is, but I'm not even a big fan. Like, I want to see Mason Taylor evolve at some point. So, if you're not going to touch, as a tight end, if you're not going to touch the Jets-Bills here, is Dallas Giants, is that a little more appealing? To me, it is, because I think the Giants could score a couple of points against Dallas's defense, and if they can't, then it might be a wrap. What do you take it away from this game early?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a wrap. Oh, yeah. Oh, season... Seasons at, look, do we have to do this again?
Yeah.
Last year after week one, the embarrassment, hashtag Giants 100, right, against the Vikings. Yeah. I came on the show, and like in all the shows I do in my show, and I said, it's year three, and the Giants are the worst team in the league, or one of the worst teams in the league. Now it's year four, and the Giants are one of the worst teams in the league again. And just like compare and contrast, because, oh, well, they didn't have Andrew Thomas. Okay, like the Jets lost Elijah Vera Tucker and scored 32 points with Justin Fields as their quarterback. And the Giants have their quarterback now, the guy that Dable wanted, and they still can't score any points. And again, just to think about, if you're a Giants fan, what Green Bay stuffed Washington into a locker last night. How big do you think the gap is between not the Giants and like Washington, the Giants and like the best teams in the league? And Dallas, for what it's worth, played the Eagles to a standstill last Thursday night. And if CeeDee Lamb catches the ball, I think the Cowboys win that game. Now, we don't know if Andrew Thomas is going to play. He's apparently limited in practice right now. My sense is he's not going to play on Sunday. If he doesn't play, they've got absolutely no chance. And I would bet Dallas in the game. If he does play, maybe, BT, to your point, you mentioned they could score some points. Maybe it's the over with Dallas's defense not being like especially formidable. But I would never bet the Giants until Jaxson Dart gets under center and Andrew Thomas is back. I think this is a dead team walking. And candidly, like, I kind of want them to lose because I'm sick of this crap. And I think the coach and the GM need to go.
You think their defense could have a big game against Dak and the Cowboys offense?
So, you know, the context is needed here. Jalen Carter gets ejected before the first offensive snap of the game, who's the best defensive tackle in the league. Spit on Dak Prescott, obviously. Worth noting, you know, Philly does have good defensive players. Dak Prescott was barely pressured in the game. And Dallas did pour, has a ton of resources poured into this offensive line, including three former first-round picks. So is it possible that they could? Sure, like, they've got really good players up front. The secondary is terrible. Micah McFadden out is a big deal. It's going to help Jake Ferguson over the middle. I don't know how they're slowing down CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Like, they better sack Dak and pressure Dak all the time in this game, because if not, he's going to light him up like a Christmas tree. And George Pickens' receiving yards prop, guys, is 54.5. I think he goes for 100 in this game. I like George Pickens over.
Nick, look forward to listening to you Sunday morning. And Nick and I texted a little bit Sunday, and I'm sorry, I sent him my bad beat, but he was in the midst of his own bad beat with the Ravens.
What was yours? I don't remember.
Dude, I had a parlay, same game parlay, Josh Allen. I lost because Josh Allen took three damn knees. At the end of the game, I lost. He had 30 rushing yards. It was over 30.5. A five-legger.
You could have had the Ravens, and they were up by 15 with under 4 minutes to play.
I know. I was
and lost
for,
by one.
I was looking for somebody to commiserate with, but then I realized I didn't read the room, and Nick was. Well,
listen, Nick, you guys want to get some money back? Just bet the Mets tonight. They'll deliver for you.
Oh God,
I gotta tell you,
that's nasty, BT.
So, like, are they? They're gonna make the playoffs, right?
I think so. I mean, others don't.
That's the crazy thing about baseball, right? The Mets got to the NLDS last year. Yeah, Yankees made the World Series last year. I'm not especially into either team right now, but just get in, and in this crazy format, like, you actually never know.
There you go. I like it. All right. Go ahead, Nick. Hit us with your line.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. I would really enjoy if the Yankees would stop losing by 10 runs every game. It would be great.
You got your win last night. Take that and now go up to Boston, see what they could do there. All right, that was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.